Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body, a soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Welcome, 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 and good morning. We are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here. Positive way to start your day. And I'm your host. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence from Mindset Reset.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm surprisingly awake and good. And
yeah, you said you've been like good, working 4 days straight, and now you've got the whole weekend off.
I have a 4 day weekend. I am
so
happy.
How do you like that? Is that, you know, everybody does their weeks differently, you know, where you can either work 5 days a week, 4 days a week, you know, I mean, but then, you know, they're power days because you're trying to get everything in.
My preference is to have the 4 days off as often as possible.
Yeah, I like to play hard or work hard, play hard.
Right.
That's my guess.
I like to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And so if I can get a lot done in a few days and then have a stretch of days for myself, I really try to do that.
There you go. Well, I want to start off with telling everyone that I'm so glad that you have tuned in. If you were just listening to 1520, Tom Spence, and now you're wondering what the heck happened, all of a sudden my channel changed. This is Positive Talk, and I bring you great things that add value to our lives every day in every way. And today we're actually going to talk a little bit about baseball, and we're going to talk to Dirk Hayhurst, and his book is Out of the League, Out of My League, and A Rookie Survival in the Bigs. So also I have my friend Paige Odell that's going to comment on it. He is actually, he finds kids that are just starting off and takes them all the way through their whole steps. So he's kind of been on both ends. So I thought it would be really great to talk to both of them. And so they're going to be, you know, joining us. Also, our next guest is going to be a book called Abundance, Peter H. Diamandis, and How to Raise Your Standard of Living. And so, you know, it really is up to us. It's about being proactive. And we can, I kind of come from fake it till you make it, and that anything is possible.
And seeing opportunities and everything.
When they really are in front of you. Yeah. So I do want to give you our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If you have something that you want to share with us, you have a story, maybe something resonates with what we're talking about. That's what it's all about. It's all about sharing. You know, and it's funny, last night I was actually getting a massage. Ah, that, you know, at the end of a day, that's just the most amazing thing to do. And we were talking about human passages and how our life just kind of takes us in different chapters, is how I want to call it, different chapters of how we work really hard, we kind of have our children, we make our families, and then our bodies get kind of tired, and then we start to tell our stories, and then we start to teach our stories and teach what we've gone through, because our life, it's just kind of different chapters through our life. And I thought it's kind of interesting when people have already gone through their journey and now it's their turn to give back and to kind of share. And what's your thought on that?
I agree with what you're saying. It's interesting how that almost is like a constant cycle, though, throughout our life. Taking the physical part out, I get with age, sometimes we can't do all the physical things that we desire. But there's always almost like this thread of you try something out, then you get a little better at it, then you can tell someone about it, then you teach them how to do it, and then you try something new, and you tell someone about it, and you teach them to do it. And
yeah.
You think about it, it's kind of a revolving experience.
It is, and I think that we're giving up wealth if we're not teaching what we've already learned in our journey. And that's really what I love on my show, is talking about where we've been and where we want to go, and that anything is possible. And that those gifts, those God gifts that you were born with, the gifts that just come so easy to you, we don't all have the same gifts.
Well, and there's a certain level of nature that says, don't share your shortcomings, don't share the things that were challenging and difficult. Yet, when you share those, you learn something even deeper from it. You can tell how you overcame it, and you help someone else who might be struggling with that same sort of a situation to maybe have either a different perspective, to maybe see a new vantage point of how they can go about taking care of that similar problem because you've gone through the experience. And I think we typically tend not to tell what our shortcomings are or what's been difficult or challenging. And yet there's so much that we can contribute to the world by sharing who we are and what we've struggled through.
Definitely, definitely. And I think they're jewels. That's what it is. It's all about jewels. So I want to let everybody know all the different ways that you can get in touch with us here. One, you can stream us on my website, KimPaganoShow.com. And right up in the right-hand corner, you can listen live right there. That's the easiest if you're at home and you're, having your cup of coffee and you just want to start your day in a positive way. There you go. That's one. Also, like us on Facebook. I post everything pretty much every morning. And that's another way you can kind of find out what we're talking about. And a lot of people ask me, Kim, do you have a calendar? I don't. I'll tell you why. Because I kind of go with my instinct. Something that I feel strong about or something that's new and that I just think, oh, I got to get them on. That's how I do it. And that's kind of how I live my life, because if everything's scheduled, sometimes it gets a little boring. At least for me, that's how I don't know. I just add value. That's it.
Well, after having four kids, I don't think scheduling is probably a possibility
for
you.
You're absolutely right. So anyways, that's really fun. And, I want to comment on, I want to tell you also I'm on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show there. And you can definitely tweet to me there. And I've got a lot of followers. It's been fun kind of connecting with everybody. Also, TuneIn Radio is a great app on all of our phones. And you can tape all our shows there, be walking. That's one of the things that I got to get back into, is walking and listening to the shows at the same time. Also, my show replays every single day from 1 to 2, so you can listen then. And I have another phone number there. If you want to be a part of my show, or you want to, if there's something that you can still win it from the 1 to 2 point, is 805-419-0008. And again, I'd love to hear from you. So, a little Davy Jones Monkees. Sad to hear some of the people that are passing lately.
I love the Monkees. I remember watching them as a kid and growing up, especially in the summers, my sisters and I just watching the Monkees on TV.
Yeah, they were always crazy, fun, having, yeah.
And Mickey Dolenz doesn't live too far from here. He's a neighbor for us all, and I bump into him all the time in the stores and in shopping and such. And I know he often still plays concerts in the park and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I completely grew up with the Monkees and just so enjoyed
it. Kind of reminiscing of our ages, of things that we've done in our life. Well, I am so glad that you are here with us. Again, if you would like to be a part of our show, give us a call at 805-639-0008. And you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, and I'd love you to join us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break from our sponsors.
Oh, honey. Johnny, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Just love that song. I don't know why. I could play that all the time. So anyways, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am here with Prudence and Mindset Reset, and she is one of my co-hosts on Thursday. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Anyways, and you know what? I do want to also say that I have tickets to give away, and it is the Ventura Jazz Orchestra, the Spring Swing Big Band Dance, and it is this Saturday, March 3rd, and it's going to be fun because it's the Boogie Woogie, you remember those, and the Lindy Hop, and also the Cha-Cha-Cha, and a bunch of things, the Mambo Swing. So what I would like to do is give away some tickets and, you know, be able to be on the VIP list for Kim Pagano, and that is this weekend, March 3rd, so and it's from 8 o'clock to 10:30.
One of my favorite concerts I ever went to was a big band concert. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
We're dancing through most of it. was grab a friend of yours that loves to dance, and go and enjoy it. It's not what we do every day, but it's,
no, it's
so
just,
much
it's kind
fun.
Of out of the ordinary. Yeah, exactly. So, and this is going to be at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom on Foothill Road in Ventura. So right now, I will take callers number 2 and 3, and I'll give out a couple of passes there. So anyways, 805-639-0008. And we have our first guest. We have Dirk. Are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You got it. How's it going?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
All right. So you got the rookie survival in the bigs, right? So it sounds like you've made it a couple times through this, and now you just thought, you know what? And what I love is that you're giving back because you're talking about your past and, you know, talking about survival. That's what life's all about.
You're so right. You know, baseball is a game of failure, and I think that parallels with life a lot, too. I think that every day we go out and we try to win or lose on a given day, you know, to accomplish our goals. And in baseball, especially in professional baseball, every night if you go out and you play, you have a chance to kind of win or lose or be successful.
And you know, I used to play softball, so I totally get that. But at the same time, that's how life is. You're absolutely right. Is we have a choice to win or lose, and it's all about how we receive it.
It really is. I think that, you know, when you look at baseball, you tend to think like, you know, it's this awesome, awesome job, and you're satisfied the whole time. And we tend to look at other people's lives depending on what they're doing. And we look at their job or maybe their circumstances, and we assume that they're happy all the time. But I have to tell you, the one thing baseball has taught me more than anything else is how to pick myself up after I fail. I mean, baseball 3 out of 10 times is good. That's a good success ratio. I mean, 7 times you're failing, so there's 7 times that you need to figure out a way to get yourself up off the floor and keep moving on through the game, and I think that's so true with life.
It absolutely is, and I love that you're saying that. I think so often we want to have success, and we think we got to do 100%, and it's a perfect example. 30% in baseball is incredible, and every day you're going out there or every game that comes up and knowing that you're going to have a lot more misses than you're going to have hits. And
it's
yet
all about
you still
the journey.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, and Dirk, you know what? I invited one of my friends, Paige Odell. Paige, are you there? Hello, Paige.
Hello.
Hi, Paige. Hi. This is Dirk Hayhurst. And Paige, tell a little bit about what you do.
I'm a baseball agent. I represent professional baseball players.
So I thought it would be really fun to have both of you, you know, talk, because I have met several of Paige's players, and it's all about a journey. And, you know, there's only a handful of them that actually make it through there. Right, Paige?
That's correct.
Right. And Dirk, I know that you actually tell a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I played in the minors for 6 years before I got a call to the big leagues. My call came up in September, which is usually when guys that are on the fringe and are going to get their first audition in the big leagues get their first chance. I went up, and I promptly got my butt kicked in the big leagues.
Uh-oh.
So it was a rough experience, but it was a learning experience nonetheless, and I would recover from it and go on and pitch in the big leagues for the Blue Jays and then play for the Tampa Bay Rays. But I don't think that's the dream that most kids, when they get into the game, think that they're going to have. They set out to get their butts kicked in the bigs. We all set out to be all-stars, but I can tell you that 1 month that was really hard was probably a more defining month of my life than the rest of my career, because it really taught me a lot of character and how to endure the game and the hardships that the game throws at you, which translates well into the real world, unlike so many other baseball experiences.
Well, Paige, can you comment on that? Because I know your guys, you take them through their journey right out of high school even.
Yeah, it's quite a tough road, and there's a lot of life lessons, like Dirk said, to be learned. And the players have to learn how to deal with failure. And I wasn't quite as good as Dirk. I played 4 years in the minors and didn't get a chance to play in the majors. But I had a real hard time dealing with the failure part of the game and letting go of it. And I and I constantly preach to my clients that they have to learn to let go of it, learn from it, let go of it, because it doesn't allow you to have success again unless you let go of it.
Wow. And that's what it's all about. I mean, but there is, I mean, there's definitely life after if you don't make it, correct? I mean, it's all about the journey, because I know my son races go-karts and wants to be a NASCAR driver. We tell him all the time that there's a handful of kids that make it. I'm sure, Paige, I know that's something that you talk to the families and your players, right?
Yeah, there's definitely life after baseball. When there's, you know, 14% of the boys that ever get drafted make it to the major leagues. You know, that's about 1% of all the kids that have ever played. So it's quite an honor to make it. And I know Dirk's proud of that, because very few young men ever make it. But I'll tell you something, you know, business people in the business world love to hire athletes. I was told that by my marketing major in college when I didn't really want to hear it. I was trying to interview, and he kept turning me down for interviews within our college. And he kept telling me, you've already learned, you know, what I'm trying to teach a lot of these other kids. And I didn't quite get it. And he was talking about the failure part. You know how to deal with failure, and that will give you success in life, success in business. And, I had to get a lot older to understand that. But athletes, it's just there's so many life lessons, like Dirk talked about, to be learned. And I think that's why youth sports is so important across our country, because it teaches you, you know, you have to deal with failure. It teaches you, you have to be a teammate. You have to, you know, everybody's got to pull on the same rope.
Right.
So I just think it's important, and it's just something that's in the fabric of our country that I think is very important.
So, Dirk, what brought you to write this book? What was it that pushed you to that point?
Yeah,
of wanting
what was
to share?
Your passion behind writing your book and talking about your life?
That's a great question. Well, this is my second book. The first one was a New York Times bestseller, and this book was kind of a follow-up to things I couldn't discuss in the first one. Really, I've had a hard time playing baseball because I never really could buy into the thought process that this game defined who I was as a person. And I hate the thinking that a string of stats or a jersey that I wear somehow makes me more important or is supposed to make me more fulfilled. I mean, when people look at you as a baseball player, they look at your numbers and they decide if you're worth anything based on these arbitrary numbers that are connected to your name. And I really railed against that. I wanted people to know that players, they're real. Underneath that jersey, there's a real person there with real life struggles and real life adversity that frame his life in the game. And no one ever talks about that in their quest to talk about the most famous or most celebritized individual. So I felt like it was important for me to show that other side of the game. And, you know, I'm not the most famous guy. I didn't have the longest career. But I feel because I didn't, I can write a book this candid and honest about real life issues as they occur in baseball. So one of the reasons, and probably the biggest reason, was just to kind of put some light on the human aspect that is underrepresented in the industry of baseball.
I like how you say, and I wrote this down, it's our work doesn't define who we are, whether it's baseball, whether it's, you know, corporate USA, whether it's stay-at-home moms may be different, but
they definitely define
themselves.
But whether
it's the,
yeah, no.
You know, CEO or whatever, our work doesn't define who we are. We still have to connect with what are our desires, what are our dreams, who are we, who are we putting out there in the world. That's so much more is who we are, not just, like you said, the numbers and the stats. That doesn't define who we are.
Correct. I think that this, especially our culture, really likes to identify our importance of what we do, whether there's some kind of ego trip there or some validity issue there, some relevance issue. I'm not sure, but it's ingrained into us that to think of ourselves as important based on a job title. When really I think what made me most successful at baseball was when I could finally let go of that job title and how it defined me and just find some kind of inner satisfaction from who I was, and I could take the work that I had individually and make the title special instead of the title making me special.
Paige, any comments on that?
He's absolutely right. It's not talked about enough. And there's a lot of pressure on these young men, and if they don't perform well, they're spit out of the system very, very quickly. And And I think this whole statistical generation that we're in right now, and all the Dirk, help me out here. All the fantasy baseball that's going on right now in our country, where they play fantasy baseball and everything's based off the statistics, even takes it to up another notch. What Dirk's talking about, where you really forget that these young men, they go home, they have the same struggles as everybody else in life. And, you know, if they're not playing well, they get booed, they get yelled at, they get criticized, and a lot of times they lose their jobs. And I think it's great, Dirk, what you're doing. It's never talked about in our industry.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times you're just as good as your last game, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
You know, you have a...
What have you done lately?
Right. Yeah. And you have a little quote on your cover page here. It says, "Once the baseball leaves your hand, the rest is out of your control." And I knew what would happen this year about as well as a gambler knew what would happen after he let the dice go. And the trouble was, this year I had the biggest bets of my life on the table, and I couldn't afford to lose it.
Wow.
And now that just, guy, gives me chills. I mean, it really does, because there's so many of us that you have your whole life sitting there waiting for you, right? And it's kind of out of your control.
Oh, it totally is. I think we asphyxiate on these, or fixate on these concepts that we feel like we can control, when really all we can do is prepare as best as we can and handle the things that are in front of us that can actually be handled. And then the result, we have to kind of let go of. And that's very central to the baseball world. You know, there's very little time that you as a player actually possess the baseball.
Well, it's
everything else is out of your control.
Right. And you have to depend on your teammates. I mean, that's a
correct.
Big thing. And so it's not all up to you. I mean,
no,
really, it's kind of like in life, we all have to do our share and then kind of let go from that point. So between you, and if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. And our phone number here is, if you have something that you want to comment on, is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Dirk Hayhurst. His book is Out of My League, A Rookie's Survival in the Bigs. We're talking to Paige Odle, who is a manager. He actually takes kids all the way through up to the big leagues. So what's your tips that you would recommend for kids getting out of high school, or, you know, somebody who's out there struggling through this?
Well, I would always say diversify. That's one of my favorite words. And I don't mean diversify in your stock portfolio. I mean, although that's a wise thing to do as well, but I mean diversify in your life.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, correct?
Oh, exactly.
Right.
I know so many guys who all they think about is baseball, and they become these type A, extremely focused individuals, and statistically, you're not going to make it where you want to go in the game. It's a hard game to make it to the top end. And a lot of these guys, they have cut off all these other avenues to kind of make themselves valuable in the world. And when baseball fails, it is the complete destruction of their entire foundation.
Right.
I mean, they go from being stars to being nothing. It is a staggering transformation. So I always tell people, you know, diversify, because if baseball does work out, the education that you have, the interest that you have, those will open up even more doors for you to enrich your life with. But if you diversify, it's like jumping out of a plane with no parachute.
Right. And, Dirk, how old were you when they asked you to play?
Well, I got drafted as a senior in college, actually.
Oh, okay, in college. Okay. And, Paige, what would be your tips?
I mean, I agree. We're constantly preaching to our clients about having other interests, having other goals. There's a lot of downtime in baseball, as Dirk knows, and a lot of sitting around. And I'm proud of a lot of young men I'm getting involved with that are taking online classes. I have two young men that just got their degree from start to finish while they were playing minor league baseball online, which I'm so proud of them. I'm going to go watch one of them walk in San Diego in May to get their diploma, and it'll be a real proud moment for me. But I think it makes you a better baseball player to be diversified. I think you have to be balanced and have other interests, and it is all consuming. And you have to be focused on it, like Dirk was talking about it. But you have to have other interests. You have to have other things going in your life. I think you have to have that balance. I think, and it's such a short window of these young men's life. I mean, they get in their late 20s and they start to be considered old for baseball, and that's just, it's mind-boggling if you think just about that. But it's just a short time of your life, and I think what Dirk's talking about is just keep hitting it right on the head,
right,
with these young men.
Dirk, I know Paige firsthand. He's a really great friend of mine, and I see the work and the time and effort that he invests in all these kids, and really truly out of his heart. I mean, that's just who he is as a person. Is that how your manager was? Is that, did they walk you through all these trials and tribulations?
No, my agent was a little bit more hands off with me. I think my agent was honestly intimidated by me.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, I'm just very introspective, very exploratory. So I was asking a lot of big questions. I think he was hoping that I would be more of a just kind of like a wine, like depend on him, typical baseball guy. But I'd always challenge the baseball, kind of the accepted baseball structure. You know, if you write from inside the game, which I did, it tends to get you in trouble. That's a historic issue with baseball players who pick up the pen. So my agent was fantastic nonetheless, and there will be moments, I'm sure Paige has had these, where guys will, like, experience a big failure issue. Like, they'll pitch a really bad game, and all of a sudden there's a midnight phone call to the agent, and the agent's got to play mommy, you know, and do the ego stroking, and, you know, it's okay, you're going to be all right, you're a big boy now, you know. And I think that's, like, an underrated part of the agent field, is that you are a babysitter for the young guys.
Paige,
really,
you never do that, do you?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
That's what I figured. I'm telling you, Paige, you know, because I've gone to a couple of games. That's one of my favorite sports, I have to tell you. And so I love it. And I love how, you know, they're out of school. They're looking for their dream. But at the same time, it's got to be a reality. So, Paige, can you tell everybody, if they're interested, if they have something that they want to talk to you about, where they can get in touch with you?
I'm probably best through email, and the name of my company is PSI Sports Management. They go onto our website, which is, if they Google PSI Sports Management, they'll find it, and they can contact me through our website, or my email address is Paige, and that's PAGE@PSISports.com.
All right. Great, great guy. One of my really great friends. So, and Dirk, where do we find your book?
You can actually find it anywhere fine books are sold. And if you're looking for more information or reviews or direct links to your favorite website, you can stop by at my website, which is www.dirkhayhurst.com.
And so let me ask you something. When we read your book, what are we going to come away with? What are the survival tips?
Oh, well, there's a lot of them, but they're, of course, framed in the kind of the visage of a novel. So I think, you know, when you read my book, you'll kind of discover what it's like to be a player who is not necessarily validated by the achievement of the big leagues, but finds validation in other places. You know, you also meet my wife, who had never, she didn't know anything about professional baseball until she met me. We tried to get married during this process of me getting to the big leagues. So you'll see what playing baseball for a living does to a person and what it does to a family. So I think
are you still married?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. Because it is a lot of stress.
It totally is, yes. And, you know, that's another thing that is not talked about very often. It's explored deeply in this book. And so I think that really you'll just see what the cost of being a player is and what you learn from being a player that doesn't necessarily happen on the field but is involved in baseball nonetheless.
Right. And can you comment how, I mean, so you're married, but you're married to your team and you're married to this, you know, this career that you're counting on to make your marriage better too, in a sense, right? And yet,
right.
So how much time do you have to put in it? And Paige, you know, you can comment too, because I know that you take these guys away. Oh. Paige, do you got to go?
No, I'm here.
Okay, was that your car? Are you leaving?
my daughter opened the door.
Oh, okay, that's okay. So how much time do you have to actually put in?
Well, there's an amazing sacrifice that is sunk into the game, both during the off season and during the in season. So I proposed to my wife a couple weeks before I left for the season, because I thought if I didn't propose to her before the season started, I'd probably lose her during the season. So I wanted to make some kind of down payment, because then I was away from her for 3 months until we could see each other again for a week.
Wow.
And then there was another 3 month period until I made it to the big leagues where I could fly her back out again. And that's mainly because you don't just sacrifice in time and distance, you sacrifice financially. I mean, it's expensive to fly people and put them up when you're in a minor league salary. So there's a massive cost there. You know, the average paycheck for a minor leaguer is, it's around $16,000 a season, which is 6 months to a year, and you have to come back home and find the minimum wage job when you're done, because most of us don't have our degree and we can't be anything but seasonal employees because we won't be there for very long.
Wow, this is really interesting, because these are all the things that people don't ever know.
No, they don't. And, you know, they look at the jersey and they think, that guy must be happy, he's living the dream. And in some ways we totally are, but we sacrifice a lot for that dream, and we're not the only person in the equation that sacrifices. I mean, my wife had to trust that I was going to be faithful to her, I was going to make it and provide for her, that I would no longer put the game in front of her. I mean, all of those things that I've been doing my whole life, she walks into the picture and she believes in me that I'll give them up for her sake. So it's a large amount of stress on everybody involved, because, like I said, it's a gamble. You throw the dice and you're betting with years of your life. So you hope that it pays out, but it doesn't always.
Right.
So there better be something more there for you than just what happens on the field.
God, amazing. I'm going to read this. And I thank both of you. Paige, are you still there? I know you got to go and you got a busy day. But I appreciate both of you being a part of my show. And, you know, it's definitely a journey.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
All right. And so, everybody, again, we were just talking to Paige Odell, PSI Management, and also Dirk Hayhurst, Out of My League, and A Rookie Survival in the Bigs. So I recommend you check that book out. Well, thank you so much, and have a great day, and I will talk to you later.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, God, if you have just tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, it's really interesting. You don't realize when, you know, I see my son racing and, you know, a lot of kids are being kids and he's kind of got his dream and is driven to where he's going, very similar to whatever, you know, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the time and the effort and all that. So anyways, we're going to take a really, really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about abundance. The future is better than you think. So also, I'd love to give away one more set of tickets to the big band, and that is this Saturday night, March 3rd. I can't believe it's already March.
I know.
I'm telling you. And give us a call here. We'll take caller number 3 at 805-639-0008. It's going to be so much fun.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1 hour, no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not her trace.
Another great tune.
How can that not put a smile on your face?
Isn't that fun?
It's just fun. It's bubbly.
I can picture them on
stage.
Love it. I love it. And you know what's interesting is when somebody passes away, then you bring up all their music again, even though it's like in your library of your mind. But that's always fun. So anyways, if you are just joining us right now, I am so glad that you are here with us, and a positive way to start your day. We've got our next guest on, and we've got Stephen Kotler. And Stephen, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And I like your name of your book, Abundance. The future is better than you think. That's pretty positive right there.
Not quite as happy as the song, but close.
There you go. There you go. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book. And I love your cover. It's, we'll have to have people tune into your, or, you know, go on your website. But it's kind of like, we were trying to decide, it's like foil, kind of wrinkled.
Well, I can tell. Why don't I tell you the story of the cover, which will kind of explain why we wrote the book.
Okay.
So the cover is, the book is wrapped in what looks like aluminum foil.
Right.
And the reason for this is in the 18th century, middle of the century, aluminum was the rarest metal on earth.
Oh.
It was worth more than gold. It was worth more than platinum. The Washington Monument, the reason the capstone is made out of aluminum, because it was that rare. Napoleon himself used to throw banquets where his soldiers were fed on silver, he ate on gold, and the honored guests got to eat on aluminum.
Wow, that's interesting.
Aluminum, by the way, is roughly 8.3 or 8.9% of the earth, literally by weight. It's everywhere. It's a ubiquitous metal. But until the technology of electrolysis was discovered, it was found only bound tightly with bauxites and silicates and whatnot, and we couldn't access it. Electrolysis comes along, and suddenly aluminum becomes the most abundant resource on Earth. So a lot of the book emerged out of this idea that technology is a resource liberating mechanism, and a great many of the resources that we think of as scarce and a great many of the problems that we face because of these scarce resources are actually issues of accessibility that technology can soon solve.
Hmm, that's interesting.
No, I love that. It is, as everything's moving so fast because of technology, and every day you get the new iPad and it's obsolete the next day because they're already on to the next thing. It's what we used to say of the encyclopedia, but now it's moving at an even faster rate, and we have access to the world in a way that we've never had it before. It's really amazing.
Think about this
amazing.
For a minute. A Maasai warrior in the middle of Kenya on a cell phone has access to better information and communications than the President of the United States did 25 years ago, Ronald Reagan. if they're on Google with that as a smartphone, they have better access to information and communications than President Clinton did 15 years ago.
Wow.
That is outstanding.
That's amazing. That, yes. I mean, really, it is amazing.
I always say our the world is our next door neighbor. So the lines of distance have so been crossed because we literally pick something up and in 2 seconds be on the phone with somebody in Zimbabwe and it's free.
Unless your internet's down like mine was this morning.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's really a trauma that you, when you don't have an internet, I mean, really you're cut off.
So how did you guys, so you took this wonderful concept and created this book?
Well, Peter and I probably combined, it's almost 50 years of, my co-writer is Peter Diamandis, who founded the XPRIZE and started Singularity University. And when you put us together, my work as a journalist, specifically on technology and science, and Peter's work at the cutting edge of technology and science, we bring almost 50 years of experience to these questions. And we started realizing was that not only is technology a resource-liberating mechanism, but there are four emerging forces right now that are starting to come online that give us the power to significantly increase global standards of living over the next 25 years. So the book is essentially about how do we increase global standards of living over the next 25 years and what are these four forces that are driving us in that direction. The first force, by the way, is what you earlier mentioned, the massive acceleration of technology, right? Technology, as we've kind of figured out, as soon as a technology becomes an information-based technology, it jumps onto what's called Moore's Law, which means it drops in price it halves in price every year and performance boosts, which is why the cell phone in your pocket costs $200 and it's more powerful, massively more powerful than an $8 million supercomputer from the 1970s.
Wow.
And so this rate of growth, this astounding rate of growth, and the rate of growth is not only, it's not only moving this fast, it's also accelerating, is showing up in really critical fields, cloud computing, healthcare, nanotechnology, robotics, artificial intelligence, all these fields that can significantly impact the way we attack the problems that the world has to face today.
Hmm. I do find it interesting when people adamantly refuse to come on the computer age. You know, no, I don't want to do the computer. There's still people out there holding out, and I think you're missing so much, and at some point it's everything's going to surpass you. You won't have a choice almost.
Right, but is there going to ever be a time that it's moved too fast, that we've gotten, you know what I mean? That, I mean, I know with our children, it's actually caused problems. I've got four children. And, Stephen, do you have any children?
I don't.
Okay.
But I do run a dog sanctuary, so I have 35 dogs.
They're not on the internet, are they?
No. Not
yet. Okay. But, you know, I mean, I really do. There's kind of a time and place for this. And, you know, and yet it's the most amazing thing that you can ever, I mean, I just, you know, one of my friends from, I think it was like fourth grade, he used to live across the street from me, just emailed me back from, or Facebooked me back from Pennsylvania. I'm like, you know, he just found me on there and it's like, that's amazing. But yet at the same time, there's some people that you don't want to get in contact with. So, you know, where do we draw the lines?
I don't know, but here's what I can tell you. Right now, there's roughly 7 billion people on the planet, a little more. About 2 billion of them are online. One of the other forces that we talk about is what we call the rising billion. These are the poorest people on Earth. Over the next 10 years, the amount of internet connectivity that's coming is going to raise that number from 2 billion to 5 billion. We have 3 billion new minds coming online. So, yes, it is. You know, the speed of all this is causing massive problems, no way around it, right? We're trying to adjust. We're trying to figure it out. We've never seen anything like it. But 3 billion people who have never taken part in the global conversation are about to join it. And because there's now online education like the Khan Academy, they will be educated because the Internet is bringing massive kind of – these technologies actually are bringing a massive revolution in healthcare. These people are going to be healthier and better educated than ever before. What they're going to bring to the global conversation – is enormous, and to me, that is well worth the adjustment difficulties we're suffering right now.
You mentioned that there are four big points that come from the book. The first was technology.
The first force is technology. The second force is it's the rising billion that I just described. A third force is the newfound power of the DIY, the do-it-yourself innovator. For the first time in history, small groups of people can actually take on projects that were once the sole province of large corporations and governments. Peter Diamandis and the XPRIZE demonstrated this when Bert Rutan, one guy working with 20 engineers and, you know, a budget, I think it was $26 million, put a man into space. What it took NASA $300 billion to do, and millions of thousands of engineers, right? So this is one example. I'll give you another random example.
And you know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are so glad you're here. We're talking to Stephen Kotler, and his book is Abundance: The Future is Better Than You Think. Go ahead. Where were we going with this?
So we were talking about the new power of the DIY innovator, and you know, Burt Rutanen was an exceptionally well-funded DIY innovator. He had Paul Allen's Microsoft money. But in 2008, MIT holds a global synthetic biology competition. Synthetic biology is a new form of biology. It is also on an exponential growth curve. In 2008, it was won by a team of high school and college students from Slovenia who created a first-rate, you know, biopharmaceutical vaccine for the most common ulcer. So you've got high school and college students tinkering with these exponential technologies, and it gives them the power to go after world-changing challenges. Nothing like that's ever happened before. So that's our third force. Our last force is the techno-philanthropist. This is a whole new generation of philanthropists who, you know, most of them made their money in technology. Most of them made billions before the age of 35 and then turned their attention to world-changing problems. And these are people with essentially the resources of nation states. Bill Gates is crusading against malaria and four vaccines. Jeff Skoll is working to halt pandemics and bring down nuclear proliferation. The Omidyars are bringing electricity to the developing world. This list goes on and on and on. So essentially, we've got DIY innovators who are empowered by exponential technology to take on these grand challenges. We have tons of techno-philanthropists who are very serious about impact investing, and they're giving their money to the DIY innovators. The new numbers, it used to be $50 billion in impact investing, and it was going to grow to $500 billion by 2020. Those numbers have been revised, and it's now well over $1 trillion in impact investment.
Wow.
This is a tremendous amount of money that's going, and all of it is going to solve grand challenges.
So then a question, because I hear you talking about Bill Gates, who, yeah, he started as nothing and is now, you know, quite well known and has all these billions of dollars and all these other people, and you keep mentioning large amounts. How can us sitting at home today begin to make even the change within our own lives? Not to say that we all are going to become huge techno philanthropists and billionaires, but how can we begin to use this information to begin to improve and impact our lives?
Well, basically, you're asking, what is the power for us people, right? Where
I think there's two answers. One is, you cannot affect the world unless you believe it's possible. Unless you believe it's possible to change the world, unless you believe it's possible that we're actually moving in this direction, it's not going to happen, right? So my first thing I suggest is go to the website, www.abundancethebook.com. We're giving away the first chapter for free. Check it out. Read the book. Understand what we're talking about. That's part A. Part B, and this is slightly more difficult. This is not in the book, though this is work that comes out of other things that I do. I truly believe that it is going forward. It's a fairly difficult time for anybody who wanted to have an average life, to have a job, a family, and security. It's just the world doesn't work that way. If you look at the numbers, the average college graduate is going to have something like 5 to 7 jobs before the age of 30. Nothing like that's ever happened before. So, you know, personally, I believe, you know, at a personal growth level, there is flow states, which are an idea that kind of date back to Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, a psychologist in the 1960s, are essentially kind of these all-absorptive states that are brought on by a perfect balance between skills and challenges. And what they allow you to do is kind of live at hyperspeed. They're, in a sense,
that's a really great point right there, because if you are on the Internet, you are living at hyperspeed, because you can basically cover so much in the world on just your fingertips. I mean, it really is. It's so different nowadays from where our parents or our grandparents grew up.
I remember the first VCR.
Yeah.
You know, on the downstream side, you know, I remember I spent a long time early in my career chasing kind of professional action and adventure sports athletes around the globe, right at the cusp of when this was all happening, and because of videotapes, suddenly, you know, all of these athletes who could never before make a living, then they could start to make a living. And what you saw as a downstream result is a massive acceleration in human performance. In the past 25 years, these athletes have redefined kind of what's possible for the human body, and they've done it because technology kind of pushed them in that direction. So I look, you know, I see that there are lag times and there's difficulty, but the upside seems, you know, seems to be we have no idea what's coming next, but it's certainly going to be exciting.
Right. Well, I thank you for being a part of our show, and it is exciting. And, you know, I love your energy. I really do. It's infectious.
It was
so.
A song, actually. I was really actually down in the doldrums before that song, but it's right up.
There you go. All right. And so thank you so much, Stephen. So where do we find your book?
You can find the book everywhere. I have to boast for a second. We hit number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list as of yesterday.
Very
congratulations.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah. We debuted at number 2. But so you can get it in bookstores everywhere. But again, the website is abundancethebook.com.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. Well, gosh, I mean, some really great information there. It's been an information show today.
Life doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
And so you get to choose how you're going to show up for it.
And, you know, what he was saying, how, you know, you're going to have so many jobs before the age of 30. This is really true. I'm seeing a different generation in our younger kids as opposed to when we were older. When we set out to have a job, we kind of thought that was our life career. And it's not the same anymore, because with the internet and so many things at our fingertips, you can choose to kind of go in any direction.
Well, and we're in a place right now where people who did believe in careers, and people in their 40s, 50s, getting laid off of what they were, like he was saying, people thought it would be comfortable, easy to have your career, do your thing. And what career means is being redefined. So if for people who've been in that market forever, it's being redefined, how can the younger generation really know what it's going to look like either? And I think that's why we're seeing more and more people starting their own businesses.
And really, it kind of just falls in line with what I'm talking about, is there's so many chapters in our life. Take advantage of it. I mean, really dream and live your goals, because anything is possible.
And be open to new possibilities.
Yeah, I want to just, I know we have like a second longer. We did your vision board, and it's amazing. I've never done that before, but it was really fun, because you don't know, you know, it's a kind of a procedure that you do, but there are so many things that start coming out at you, and you got to watch for them.
Yeah, and what I do with that process is very different than just a vision board with what my dreams are. So.
All right. Well, again, Prudence, Mindset, Reset, and you're always on. They'll hear about you. And Matt, thank you for my board and all my callers, all my listeners, all my sponsors. It wouldn't be possible without you. And again, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is dream as if you'll live forever, and live as if you die today. Get everything done that you want in this life. Don't leave any leaves unturned. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.